Chapter 14. The Punishment. The Savage, Helmholtz Watson and Bernard Marks were taken to the World Controller's study.
His Ford ship will arrive in a moment, the Gamma servant told them.
Helmholtz laughed.
It's just the three of us and his Ford ship, he said. And in the Controller's private study... This seems more like a party than a trial.
Bernard, however, didn't find the situation amusing and looked very unhappy. John walked round the room, looking at the books on the shelves and on the table. A few minutes later, the door opened and Mustafa Mond entered the room. Mond shook hands with all three men. Then he said to John,
"So you don't like civilization, Mr. Savage?"
John decided to tell the truth.
No, not at all, he said.
Bernard was horrified. What would the controller do to them when he heard this antisocial opinion?
Of course, the savage continued, there are some nice things about civilization, the music in the air, for example.
The controller recited a line about music from one of Shakespeare's plays. The savage was excited.
Have you read it too? He asked. I thought nobody knew about Shakespeare here.
Almost nobody, Mustafa Mond replied. I'm one of very few. Shakespeare's plays are prohibited, but I make the laws, so I can break them too.
Why are they prohibited? John asked.
Because they're old, the controller answered. We don't want people to be attracted to old things. We want them to like new things. Besides, they wouldn't understand them.
John remembered how Helmholtz had laughed at Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, that's true, he thought. Our world is not the same as Shakespeare's world, the controller continued. The world is stable now. People are happy, healthy and safe. They're not frightened of death. Their bodies don't get old. They're conditioned to behave well. And if anything goes wrong, we've got Soma.
John was quiet for a few minutes.
It's a pity. Shakespeare is good. Better than those feelies, he said.
Of course, the controller agreed. But that's the price we have to pay for stability. We have to choose between happiness and good art. We've sacrificed good art, and we've got the feelies instead.
But does civilization have to be as bad as those twins? John asked.
He trembled when he thought of them.
Our identical twins are what stabilizes society, the controller explained. If everyone were an alpha... No one would want to do the boring work that all of us need. Everyone would want to control, and there would be no stability. We sacrifice many things to protect stability. Science is sacrificed too. We're very careful not to allow too much science.
Bernard was still so frightened that he couldn't look at Mustafa Mond. But Helmholtz was fascinated.
How can that be? He interrupted. We always learn that science and progress are so important.
That's not real science, Mond explained. Real science, real free experiments that you make just to learn, we don't allow those. They're too dangerous. Who knows what we might learn? When I was young, I was a physicist, and I tried doing some real science.
And what happened? Helmholtz asked.
I was almost sent to an island, the controller answered, which is exactly what's going to happen to you and Mr. Marks.
The last sentence shocked Bernard. He jumped to his feet, stood in front of the controller, and started to cry.
Oh, send me to an island? Why? I haven't done anything, he protested. It was the others. Please give me another chance.
Then Bernard knelt down in front of the controller, talking and crying hysterically. Mustafa Mond told him to stand up, but Bernard didn't listen. Finally, the controller called his secretary.
"Bring three men," he ordered, "and take Mr. Marks into a bedroom. Give him a large spray of Soma, put him to bed, and leave him."
The secretary obeyed, and Bernard was carried out, still shouting and crying.
"He doesn't understand that his punishment is really a reward," the controller said. "The people who are sent to islands are the most interesting in the world. They think independently, and they don't obey the rules of society. I almost envy you, Mr. Watson. Which kind of weather would you prefer?"
"I think I'll write better if there's a lot of wind and storms," Helmholtz said.
"I like your spirit," Mond answered. "I'll send you and Mr. Marks to a remote island in the southern Atlantic Ocean, near South America. That should be perfect for you."
"I think that will be fine," said Helmholtz. "And now I'd like to go and see how poor Bernard is feeling."
Helmholtz and John called a taxicopter and sent Bernard home to rest. The next day, Helmholtz and Bernard went to say goodbye to John.
"We're leaving tomorrow morning," Helmholtz said.
"Yes, tomorrow," Bernard said. "I want to apologize for everything that happened yesterday. I..."
"It's okay. I understand," John said. "You don't need to say any more."
There was a short silence, and then John continued.
"I went to see the controller this morning," he said. "I asked him if I could go to the island with you."
"And what did he say?" Helmholtz asked excitedly.
"He said he wanted to continue the experiment," John said angrily. "He wants to see what happens when a savage is transferred to civilization. But I won't stay here. I'll go away tomorrow too."
"But where?"
Bernard and Helmholtz asked together.
"Anywhere. It's not important," replied the savage. "I just want to be alone."